For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we start the show off on a rather sad note, noting two significant passings over the last couple of weeks. Mongo Santa Maria, well-known Cuban percussionist, passed away at the age of 85, and locally, one of the most important musicians, Canadian musicians, Charlie Biddle, passed away at the age of 76, and yesterday there was a tribute for Charlie in Montreal. I'm going to be playing some music from Charlie Biddle, some live music over the coming weeks. But to start off the show this afternoon, we're going to listen to some music from trumpet player Jim Cifelli's New York Nonet. And this album features Andy Gravis on trumpet and flugelhorn, Pete McGinnis on trombone, Cliff Lyons on alto and soprano sax, Joel Fram on tenor sax, Barb Cifelli on baritone sax, C flute, alto flute, and bass clarinet. We also have Pete McCann on guitar and Mary Ann McSweeney on bass. And rounding out the group, Tim Horner on drums. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Prayer.
Thank you.
That was the Jim Cefelli New York Nonet from their album Tunnel Vision, and we just heard Prayer. Leroy Jones has been on the jazz scene for a few years, and last year he released an album entitled Back to My Roots, which is actually quite good. And we're going to listen to a tune of his entitled Sea Jam Shuffle. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial and also streaming live over the internet at www.chuo.fm. And we just heard some great music from the Eddie Miller Orchestra featuring Ray Baduc on drums. That was Muskrat Ramble. And before that, Leroy Jones from his excellent album, Back to My Roots. We heard C-Jam Shuffle. And we're going to get back to Leroy Jones a little later on in the show. But up next, I have some music from another drummer. His name is Fridrik Norén, and this is from his album, Epilogue, Backbeat Blues.
I think about the life I live, a figure made of clay. And I think about the things I've lost, the things I gave away. And when I'm in a certain mood, I search the holes and look. One night I found these magic words in a magic book. Throw it away, you can throw it away. Give your love, live your life, each and every day. And keep your hands wide open, and let the sun shine through. 'Cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. It's a natural obligation to what we own and claim, possessing and belonging to acknowledging a name. So keep your hand right open if you're needing love today, 'cause you can't lose it even if you throw it all away. Throw it away, you can throw it away. Live your life, give your love, each and every day. And keep your hands right open, and let the sun shine through. 'Cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you.
That beautiful piece of music that you just heard was written by Abby Lincoln. It's entitled Throw It Away, and we just heard Maria Harp with a beautiful vocal there. And before that, Round Midnight from Thelonious Monk, and on guitar was Matern Otten. And this is from their new album, Maria Harp and Matern Otten, entitled Up Close. And I'm going to be playing more from this release over the next few weeks. And before that, we heard some music from Friedrich Norrin from his album Epilogue and Backbeat Blues. Kerry Pollitzer's first album was entitled Yearning. Kerry Pollitzer is a pianist from the States. And we're going to listen to something from this album, which also features Eric Rasmussen on alto and soprano sax, Pete Smith on guitar, and Howard Britz on bass. Rounding out the band, we have Andrea Valentini on drums. And we're going to listen to a song entitled Seda, and then we'll follow it up with a tribute to one of my favorite singer-songwriters who unfortunately passed away in 1974. His name was Nick Drake. Gilbert Isbin recorded a tribute album to his music, and we're going to listen to some of that. But starting off, Maria Harp and Matern Otten, actually Kerry Pollitzer, sorry, from the album Yearning and Seda. Thank you. That was Gilbert Isbin in a tribute to Nick Drake, and we just heard one of Nick's great songs, 3 Hours. And before that, Carrie Pulitzer from her album Yearning, and we heard Seda. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. And we're going to continue with some music from Conference Call. Now, this is a band that comprises of Gebhard Ullman on bass clarinet and soprano sax. Michael Jeffrey Stevens is on piano. Now, Michael, who used to live in New York, recently moved to Memphis and was married and is, by all accounts, very happy. Joe Fonda on bass and Matt Wilson on drums. Now, this song I'm going to play for you is a song written by Joe Fonda. It's a tribute to Thomas Chapin, who was a jazz musician who left us far too early. And this composition is entitled Gone Too Soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think some of the greatest recordings in jazz that were made on the Mercury label were made by Rassan Roland Kirk, and we just heard Rassan with We'll Be Together Again, and before that, Conference Call from their album Final Answers and Gone Too Soon. Let's venture down to Brazil and listen to some music from Adelmo Arcoverde, and this is a tune entitled Ariel de Bom Jesus. Thank you. According to reports of that time, the viola country guitar was a very popular instrument in Portugal in the 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries. Now, during this period, due to the conquest, the Portuguese took it to the other worlds, arriving eventually in Brazil, where it remained as the most important instrument of musical traditions until today. In Brazil, Portuguese culture, the indigenous and African cultures, generated a powerful and complex imaginary world, the universe of the Brazilian viola player, a country guitar player, the man of music. To viola players, playing the viola is God's gift, and without this gift, no one can play unless he makes a pact with the other part, the demo, or bad thing. The unnamed, the gift is covered with mystery because we never know exactly what belongs to God and what belongs to demo. The viola is used to enchant and seduce as well as to praise. And the viola player is no doubt that the viola is divine. Finally, the angels play the viola. Saint Gonçalo used to play it, and King Brecho, one of the three wise men of the East, also played it. This fertile and mysterious universe has countless secrets, and that is why many viola players place a rattlesnake cowbell inside their violas. They say that this is to protect both themselves and the instrument from the evil eye, and the viola player who was not given the gift but has learned it. The viola has to be enchanted to produce the sounds that are the noblest feeling in the sound and soul of the viola player. And there goes the viola player fingering the strings, telling stories, singing verses, so enchanting. And what we just listened to was a viola player by the name of Adelmo Arcoverde. This type of playing has influenced many guitarists, including John McLaughlin and Egberto Gismonte. And we just heard a lovely composition entitled Ariel de Bom Jesus. I'm Randy McKelligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And we're going to revisit Jim Cefelli's New York Nonet from their new album Tunnel Vision. And this is a Wayne Shorter composition, Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, and Speak No Evil. Thank you. Ned Bickert is one of the great Canadian jazz icons, having influenced many guitarists with his relaxed yet controlled style of playing. And one of those guitarists is David Ochepinty, and we just heard David with Mike Murley on their excellent album. I can't say enough about this release. If you haven't picked it up yet, check it out. It's on the Cornerstone label, and it's entitled Duologue. And we just heard a composition of David's entitled David Leaves. And right before that, we heard some more music from Jim Cifelli's New York Nonette from his album Tunnel Vision. And we heard Fi-Fi, Fo-Fum, and Speak No Evil compositions from Wayne Shorter. Let's go back to trumpet player Leroy Jones from his album Back to My Roots. And this is a great number. It's entitled The Rebirth Shuffle.
Thank you.
classic jazz with Tommy Ladner and his orchestra, featuring Manzi Johnson on drums, and we just heard Weary Blues. And before that, we heard some music from Leroy Jones, from Back to My Roots and Rebirth Shuffle. Here's some music from Hans Kennel from his album Stella, and this is Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
something, but I can't express it. Though there is no better time than now, I have waited hoping you would kiss it. Got to make my feelings known somehow. Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I am, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Said I should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I am, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Can you see in the dark? Dare you look at a king? Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark? Are you cut of the walk when you're walking alone?
when you fall on your head? Do you land on your feet? Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air? Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street? Do you know how to go to the heavy side there?
Cats, hypocritical cats, clerical cats, hysterical cats, cynical cats, rabbinical cats.
much as to say, well, now, how about that? Do I actually see with my own very eyes a man who's not heard of a Jellicoe cat? What's a Jellicoe cat?
Renee Lee is one of those artists that made Beatles her home for many, many years. And we just heard a composition entitled Jellicoe Cat. And before that, Miyuki Koga from her album Dreamin'. And we heard the Andy Razoff composition Sposen. And we started off with Hans Canell from the album Stella. We just heard the beautiful Stella by Starlight. Well, earlier on in the show, I played some music from Jim Cifelli's New York Nonet. This time around, we're going to listen to Lee Konitz's Nonet and a beautiful composition entitled Who You, written by Jimmy Nepper, who's also featured on this album on trombone. Lee Konitz on alto sax, one of my favorite baritone sax players, Ronnie Cuber, is also on this session. Kenny Washington on drums, Benny Aronoff on piano, and Nobby Tota on bass. This was recorded in New York City in 1977.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some great music from the Lee Konitz Nonet and a composition from Jimmy Nepper entitled Who You? Well, me, myself, and I am leaving the studio right now, and I'll be sitting in next week for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.